Hi, it's Beth Joan Shaw. Thanks so much for checking us out today on our website and for listening into this podcast. I wanted to share a little bit about being perfect today. Perfect. Now, that might scare you away. Don't hang up. Rest assured, I'm not perfect. No one is. But boy, we hear a whole lot about being perfect these days, don't we? A couple of years ago, I wrote a program called The Perfect 10, helping us as direct sellers to get straight in our minds, really, what's perfect and what is it that we want to be striving for in our businesses. And I took the word perfect in one of our sessions in that program, and we sort of spelled it out, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, perfect. And how can we learn a little bit more about being perfect in our direct sales businesses from the word perfect? And know that I'm using perfect in quotes because there is nothing perfect here on earth, that's for sure. But what can we learn about that? Well, these were the things that I thought about with regard to the word perfect. Maybe write that word down and jot these thoughts down, if you will. The first is the letter P in perfect, practice. That's what the P stands for, practice. Specifically, practice the principle of continuous progress. Continuous progress. Nothing's perfect, but we can certainly strive for excellence, and excellence comes through continuous progress, that each day we hit the ground running looking for how can we do better than we did yesterday, or what part of our day can we improve, what part of our business can we improve, what part of our contact with our team members or hostesses or customers could we improve today, that we just look for even small measures of progress from one day to the next. So the P in perfect is practice the principle of continuous progress, continuous improvement, just a little bit each day. E in perfect, embrace your work. Have passion about what you do. Have passion about what you do. John Maxwell once said, passion is putting everything you've got into everything you do. You know, and you're thinking, gosh, I'm exhausted by the time I get home from work and I am sitting at my desk and making some phone calls. That's okay. Just take 15 minutes and put everything you've got left in you from that day into 15 minutes of phone calls to your hostesses or to your clients. Passion. Just take what you can and put it all into that moment of time. Embrace your work with passion. So practice the principle of continuous progress is the P, and E is embrace your work with passion. R in perfect is recognize leadership is influence. Recognize that leadership is influence. And by the way, everybody's a leader. Everybody's a leader. You may or may not hold an official title of leadership in your company, but you are a leader because, as Bruce Cook, a wonderful leadership author, wrote, that leadership is when you are a person influencing people to accomplish a purpose. Therefore, everybody's a leader because you are a person influencing people to accomplish a purpose when you are doing a show, when you are coaching a hostess, when you're selling your products. You're a person influencing people to accomplish a purpose. Hey, if you're a mom, you're certainly a leader influencing your kids to accomplish a purpose, or hopefully you are. Some days are better than others. I get that. But recognize that leadership is influence, and that's part of perfect. The F in perfect is fail forward. Now, I'm not saying fail purposely, but fail forward. Again, we're not perfect. None of us is. I'm certainly not. And so when I fail, I want to fail forward, meaning when I fail, I want to look back on what did I learn from that failure, and then I want to move forward with what will I do differently. When we fail forward, we've got lessons that we've learned, and we know that we're going to do something differently next time. Fail forward. And the E, second E in perfect, is exceed expectations. Exceed expectations. Do more than just what's required in every part of your business and your life, I guess would be good to say too. Exceed expectations. Do more than just get by. Now, we want to make sure that in our direct sales businesses, we know that the expectations are these: to sell, book, share the opportunity, and participate with your team. So exceed those expectations. Sell. Work on selling every day. Get out to a home show at least once a week. And book. Make sure you're booking those new home shows from your current home shows. and with people that you chat with about your great product. Share the opportunity. You know, let people know what you do, because trust me, there are plenty of people right now, you know this to be true in your heart, who desperately are looking for extra income and who would so love to do what you do. And also participate with your team. Be sure that you are at the meetings and on the team calls, and you don't just sit on mute, but that you speak up, that you really do participate with your team faithfully every week, every month that you're there. Those are the expectations for direct sellers: to sell, book, share, and participate. So exceed those expectations. In the word perfect, that's our second E. C in perfect is commit to being coachable. Commit to being coachable. Coachable, that you are willing to set goals and then be held accountable. That's coachable, that you're willing to set goals and talk to somebody about those goals, and then you're willing to be held accountable for your actions toward those goals. Golly, commit to being coachable. That goes a long way in this business. And then the T in perfect is target your goals. Target your goals. Really focus in on them. Have a target on them. Each day that you move a little closer along the road in accomplishing that goal. Some days are better than others. I know all about that. Some days you get much further down the road than others. But be sure you're targeting your goals each and every day. Little things really do count. So what's perfect in our direct sales businesses? Well, the P, practice the principle of continuous progress and improvement. E, embrace your work with passion. R, recognize that leadership is influence and everybody is a leader as we influence others. F is fail forward. Don't fail purposely, but fail forward. Look back on lessons learned and make adjustments. E, exceed expectations. Do more than just the minimum. Get out there and exceed in selling, booking, sharing, and participating, because you can every day control those. C in perfect is commit to being coachable. Set those goals and then be held accountable to those goals. And T is target your goals. Really do focus on them each day. Even small steps really do make a difference. So let's celebrate perfect. Oh, so much has been said about perfect again these days. But let's celebrate perfect. What is perfect? Well, there is really no perfect here on earth. We know that. But we've got a new, I hope you do anyway, a new definition for what perfect is. I hope it's been encouraging to you, that you can get off this call and that you can smile when you hear somebody say perfect. You say, yeah, I get what that is. I have a new definition for perfect, and each day can move a little further down the road in that area. I so encourage that you join me for this podcast. I hope that you'll go to my website again, spiritofsuccess.com. You had to find me to find this podcast, so I know that you can find it. But I want you specifically to go to the resources page. And when you get there, I want you to scroll down until you find the new resource called The Perfect 10. Actually, it's not brand new. It's been out for about a year, but it's called The Perfect 10, where I go on to describe in much greater detail many more examples of what perfect really means to us in our direct sales businesses. And it is encouraging, so don't be afraid. Click on to The Perfect 10 and purchase that CD set for yourself. We'll get it out to you right away. I hope that you enjoyed, and I hope that you'll be a frequent visitor to spiritofsuccess.com. Be sure to email me, beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Let me know what you thought about, well, this part of perfect. And join me on Facebook. You'll find me at Beth Jones Shaw, and I promise to friend you right back. Thanks so much. Take care.